January 14th, 2020, Brachot Daf Yud Aleph. Okay, let's start. That's four lines from the bottom on Yud Aleph. Beit Shammai Omrim, Be'erav Kol Adam Yatev Yikra B'Boker Yamot. So we're finally in the second Mishnah. At night, when you say Kriyat Shema, you have to lean over. And B'Boker, you have to stand when you say Kriyat Shema. It's interesting, like Amida. Yeah, you have to stand. So you have to stand in the morning. Shenemar B'Shofucha U'Kumecha. So Beit Shammai interprets the Pasuk to literally B'Shofucha. When they say, means how do you say Shema? I don't know when I say Shema, because if B'Shofucha means when I'm lying down, then that doesn't necessarily mean at the same time, but maybe it does. As a B'Shofucha U'Kumecha, when you stand. We mentioned, of course, the simple pshat of the whole first paragraph of Shema is it's not talking about Shema. It's talking on Talmud Torah. The whole notion of Kriyat Shema, deriving Kriyat Shema, is all a drasha. I mean, we assume it's of biblical origins, although there are opinions that Kriyat Shema is only a rabbinic mitzvah. It sounds a little bit strange. We're so ingrained that it's a biblical mitzvah. But there are some, because that's not the pshat of the pasuk. But it doesn't have to be the pshat to be a biblical mitzvah. So Beit Shammai says, B'Shofucha U'Kumecha, when you literally are lying when you're standing. Beit Hillel says, no, Kol Adam Korei B'Kidarko. You can be upside down on your head, whatever you want, however you feel like it. You're walking on the street. You don't even have to stop. You just say Kriyat Shema. So it's a time factor, which implies we don't know the time according to Beit Shammai. Not how to do it, it's when to do it. I'm a Rabbi Tarfon, a famous story, since you already learned it yesterday, right? I was once traveling on the road. I used to follow Beit Shammai. Rabbi Tarfon, you follow Beit Shammai. So I lie down on the street. And I nearly got, you know, killed. It's dark at night, and somebody nearly ran me over. They wanted to attack me. Arulo, so it's such an amazing line. The rabbi said, absolutely no rachmanis on the guy. He's trying to be super frum. Rabbi said, you idiot. Arulo, kedai heiti lachov batzmacha shivarta debrevelo. You deserve it. You don't follow Beit Hillel, so you got in danger. It's unbelievable. If you think about it, it's such an unbelievable statement. They had no pity for Rabbi Tarfon. The question is, why not? So I'm assuming, because this is the time of Rabban Gamliel, when they, the same way they threw Rabbi Elezer HaGadol out of the Beit Midrash, and they made such a big deal on Tanur Shalachnai. This was the time after World War II, after the destruction of the temple. Right, that it was at that the rabbis knew that if there's more debates on the Jewish people, we're going to have anarchy. It's the end of the Jewish people. We have to unify the Jewish people. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel was so harsh. He was harsh on Rabbi Yoshua. He was very, very harsh. So that's my assumption. They were very harsh to establish the halacha to be like Beit Hillel, because otherwise it'd be anarchy. So they had no rachmanis. No. Beit Shammai, and the Mishnah says, Beit Shammai ain't no Mishnah. Beit Hillel, it's very strange that you have no, we learned yesterday or 2 days ago, Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lismachala Bisharat Chak. We're in a time of need, you can rely on Rabbi Shimon, other opinions. That applies to everybody except Beit Shammai. You're never allowed to rely on Beit Shammai and Allah. It's very fascinating. Because Beit Shammai was so powerful, they had to be so strong in resisting them. So that's, I'm assuming, why they took, as always, story, it isn't nice. I mean, Rabbi Tarfon, it really is not nice what they told Rabbi Tarfon. Otherwise, okay. Bishlama, now let's get to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. I understand Beit Hillel, he explains his reasoning. Kama for Sheitamai, explains his reason. Vatamai to Beit Shammai, which is exactly the reason we follow Beit Hillel. The Gemara in Eirvin says the reason we follow Beit Hillel, because they would always talk about Beit Shammai and their opinion. We disagree. They hold like this, we hold like that. Beit Shammai never mentioned Beit Hillel, like they didn't exist. The rabbis didn't like that. Beit Hillel were more modest, and therefore we paskin like Beit Hillel. That's what the Gemara in Eirvin says. So Beit Hillel, I mean, here it's the context is totally different, but it's the same idea. Bishlama Beit Hillel come first. She tell me, but tell me the Beit Shammai. Ella Beit Shammai, my tell me.
Shammai's reason. They're saying why we disagree.
Right, right.
We learn Shaspachal
Kedachik. Right, right. But they explain. I'm sorry. Right, Ella Beit Shammai. Right, the true matter. Beit Hillel doesn't really explain the reason of Beit Shammai.
They're saying, and this,
but the Gemara says it.
And we're shooting it down.
Yeah, but the Gemara says that Beit Hillel explains the reason of Beit Shammai. It's very interesting. Even though in the Mishnah I wouldn't say that. Bishlama Beit Hillel come afarshi tamai of a tamai to Beit Shammai. Ella Beit Shammai, my tamai lo amrei ke Beit Hillel. In other words, Okay, Amrei Lecha, Beit Shammai, Imkei, Neimakra, Beboker, Be'erev. It wants to tell us the times. It sort of said morning and evening. B'shovecha is in a sort of a weird time. Everybody lies down at a different time. Everybody wakes up at a different time. Boker, Be'erev would have been better. My B'shovecha, Okamecha, B'shat Shchiva, Shchiva Mamash. Mamish when you're lying down. B'shat Kima, in other words, it has to be at the same time, but it's teaching us an additional factor. It teaches us two things. Time you get up and lie, Mamash. Ubeit Shammai, Hai Belechtecha B'derech Mayavid Lehu. What does Beit Shammai do with the Pasuk? Belechtecha B'derech. Hom and Bai Leili Gretanya. I need it for the following Breita. B'shiftecha B'veitecha. Prat La'osek B'mitzvah. This comes to exclude a person who's Osek B'mitzvah, probably, okay, a person who's involved in the mitzvah. He's helping a poor person. He's at a meeting for Klal Yisrael. He's doing something, some important mitzvah, and he can't say Kriyat Shema. He's at a funeral. So we'll learn in the third parak. So he's patur. Uvelech lecha b'derech prat lecha tan. Now, the Gemara has a Rashi, everything explained. Prat lecha tan, and v'lech b'derech means a groom on his wedding night doesn't have to shema. So isn't that osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah? So Rashi explains, no, you need a second limud, because the chatan is not actually involved in a mitzvah now, he's thinking about it. It's his mind is thinking about a mitzvah. He's not actually osek b'mitzvah. The wedding's going to be 9 o'clock at night in the winter, and he can daven now or whatever. So, prat lechatan mikan amru, hakone set haptula. If you marry a virgin, because the Gemara does distinguish patur, or the first wedding, bet halmana. If you marry a widow, there's not such joy. It's a little bit also, we find that a little bit strange. There's less joy in marrying an almana. Because it's, okay, even though it could be the chatan's first marriage.
Yeah, the chatan is worried about bilat mitzvah.
Correct. And he doesn't have to worry with bilat an almana as much. Okay, chayav, my mashma. How do you derive this from the psuk? Imamar apapa ki derech. Ma derech reshut. Ik belech lecha ba derech. So when you have to say Shema, when you're going on your path, Avko Rishut. So the Gemara says, why not? Why do you say that? Maybe Lech Lecha B'Derech means you're running off to shul. Lech Lecha B'Derech to do a mitzvah. Milo askinan te ka'azu l'dvar mitzvah. Can't we say we're going for a dvar mitzvah? Bafilu hachi. And nonetheless, Amar Rachmana, the Torah says, God says, likrei, read. The Gemara says, no. Im kein, if that would be the case, that you had to read, it would say, B'shevet u'belechet, when you're walking. My b'shevtecha u'belechtecha. Another b'shevet idach u'belechet. When you're walking, when you're, in other words, your thing, hu d'machayv, ha d'mitzvah patira. Your patur, if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, your patur from saying Kriyat Shema. That's, of course, a general principle. Osek b'mitzvah, patur mitzvah, which is an important principle. Here, there's extra gemaras here. Your Jack. So we don't have time, of course, to discuss the parameters. What does it mean? It doesn't mean if you're wearing tzitzis, you don't have to do any other mitzvot. It means oseg. It takes effort. If you're involved in an effort to do a mitzvah, then you're patur, and mistama, you're forbidden. That's what most assume. You're forbidden to leave mitzvah A to do mitzvah B, even if mitzvah B is a more important mitzvah. Once you're involved in a mitzvah, it's not just patur. Okay. Ihachi apilu kone sedalma nanami. So the Gemara says, what about getting married to a second marriage? I remember that's not exactly a mitzvah. He's not engaged in mitzvah at that moment. He's just thinking about it. That's why it doesn't come under the rubric of patur mina mitzvah. It's about 20 lines in. So the Gemara says, high tari, baha lo tari. It's different when you're marrying a virgin, that's what the Gemara says, and when you aren't. So the Gemara says, hold on. Imishum tirda. If you're going to tell me what his concern is, that a person is concerned about something, that's why he's patur. Afilu tavato svinato b'yam. The stock market crashed. He lost a lot of money. His boat sunk in the sea. The same thing as the stock market crashing. I mean, v'chi tema hachinami. So maybe Taki's also, he's patur, because his mind is not capable of saying Shema. Now we know, by the way, that is a halacha when you daven, that if you're not capable of thinking properly to daven, you're not supposed to daven. So it's a shaila, why are we allowed to daven? I'm saying this in all seriousness. I know it sounds funny, but the shaila is, why can we daven today? Who can daven properly? Maybe you can. It's very hard. So the question, because then we would actually never daven. It's like the Shulchan Aruch, like Paskins, if you don't have kavan in the first bracha, especially the Shmon Esrei, Magen Abraham, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. So the practice is, I think, I don't know if it's in the Rama or later, say we don't follow that anymore. Because you're not going to have kavanah the second time or the third time. It's the same thing when you get married. It's the same idea. The halacha was originally when you got married on your wedding night, you didn't say Kriyat Shema. And it was Yuhara, you weren't allowed to say Kriyat Shema. A chutzpah of a person to think that he can be thinking about God and Shema on his wedding night. Give me a break. So you weren't allowed to say Kriyat Shema, except Rabban Gamliel, he was different, fine. Normal people couldn't. And now the halacha is the exact opposite. The halacha is you have to daven when you get married, because if you don't daven, if you don't say Shema and Shmir Shas, the implication is every night, I do have kavanah, just when I get married, I don't have kavanah. You never have kavanah anyway. So the halacha understood how hard tefillah is, but tefillah has much stricter restrictions than Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, we learned, but lech lecha b'derech, can be walking in the street, do whatever you want, it's okay. Shmoneh Esrei, it's much, much stricter. We can interrupt Shema to greet people, can't interrupt the Shmoneh Esrei. So we are much more lenient in how we say the Shema. But anyway, so that's the Gemara's question. His boat is sinking, say he's patur. And if you want to say Einach Hinami, he is, nah. Alama, a mourner is obligated in all mitzvot in the Torah. And obviously his mind is not exactly on doing mitzvot. Nonetheless, he has to do chutz min hatfilin. Question is, when is it said the question just hit me, because an onain can't do any mitzvot. And if it's after aninus, mistam and avel is chayv. So probably, I'm just thinking now, probably the first day after the funeral. Although I'm not sure this is correct. In other words, you bury an avel can't do any mitzvot. An onan can't do mitzvot. They do the funeral, he's chayv and all mitzvot. He has the daven mincha now, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So he should put on tefillin. Your tefillin's not only in the morning. So I don't know if there's some poskim who taka say
to me, they said once the day. So,
you don't put on tefillin.
Yeah.
Right, I think our assumed suck is you don't put on tefillin. I'm wondering if this is an allusion to this. I don't know.
Because of Avel, even not on Inu.
Right, because otherwise, when is a time when you're chayav in mitzvot but pater and tefillin? Because if it's on Inu, you're pater and all mitzvot.
Right.
So that's why I'm wondering, maybe there's a reference to the first day, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, after the funeral, you don't put on tefillin. That is the practice. Even though you could put on tefillin after the funeral, at mincha, like we do on Tisha B'Av. We put on tefillin after the... We don't do that. A mourner does not do that in practice. I assume we would consider it usur. It'd be yuhara or so. I don't know. It's a good question. There is a machloket onain. Before the burial, we say, that's machloket Rashi and Tosfot, I believe. Are you pater from mitzvot or forbidden? We assume you are forbidden to do mitzvot, not just pater. But that is a machloket in the Rishonim, and I'm assuming, but I don't know for sure it's the same way. I don't know any, I never heard of a case, not that I would know, but I don't know of anybody, personally, who put on tefillin coming back from the funeral in the afternoon. I never heard of such a thing. Sharein emar behem peir, because tefillin are beauty, are beautiful. Pe'erchash and our per'erchach aboshalecha. So where it says, hatam tari tirda mitzvah, hachi tari tirda rishut. So it depends. It depends what you're involved in. If you're involved in mitzvah stuff, like getting married, you're pater from saying Shema. Right. If you're involved in worrying about your finances, it's very nice and it's important, but that's not tirda de mitzvah. That's your own personal notion. We cannot exempt you from mitzvot. Ubeit Shammai. So what does Beit Shammai do? Velechdecha baderech, right? Because remember, Beit Hillel says velechdecha baderech means you can say Shema any way you want. According to Beit Shammai, you have to say Shema at night lying in bed, mamash. And it's cool. I mean, and you have to stand up for Shema in the morning. We, of course, don't do that, and we don't allow you to do that. So how do they interpret that? It's like belechtecha baderech, that you can do it any way you want, which is what Beit Hillel says. Human violate prat l'shluchei mitzvah. A person who's a shaliach mitzvah doesn't have to do that's osek b'mitzvah. If you're involved, somebody sends you on a mission to mitzvah. The classic example in the Gemara Sukkah of a shluchei mitzvah is a student going to visit his Rebbe on Sukkos, and he's pater from sitting in the Sukkah, meaning he can eat bread. He's driving to Montreal. He lives in Toronto. His Rebbe lives in Montreal, and he's driving on Chol HaMoed to visit his Rebbe. Why is he driving on Chol HaMoed to visit his Rebbe? Because the halacha is that you're supposed to visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov. Why? because you're supposed to visit God on Yontif, the Beit HaMikdash, 3 times a year. We don't have a Beit HaMikdash. Et Hashem Alechecha Yonotira. Et L'Rabot Tamidei Chachamim. So Tamidei Chachamim, Torah scholar, Kiviyachol, take the place of God. So the Gemara says there's a special mitzvah to visit your teacher on Yontif. So the Hasidim used to all do that. The Hasidim Taka would go. They would leave their families. They, even now they go to Uman. They visit the Rebbe who isn't alive anymore. Whatever. But that's the Hasidic practice, to visit your Rebbe. That's the reason they say we Hasidim don't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. It was too crowded. Whatever. Well, lots of things that come out of that. Anyway, so there you're driving on Shabbat. You don't have to worry about eating sukkah. You can eat bread in the car. You're totally patur. You're osek b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. So that's her shluch mitzvah. Beit Hillel says, I don't need a special pasuk. Mimele shmamina dafila b'derech namikari. That's also included in b'lech lecha b'derech. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Beit Hillel omrim omdim Mekorim, Yoshvi Mekorim, Mati Mekorim, Hochi Mederech Mekorim. So Beit Hillel says, you know what? Belecha Mederech, you can stand, you can sit, you can lean, you can walk, you can do whatever you want. Osim b'malachtan Mekorim, you can be doing your work, you're counting your money, you're looking at the financial pages, you're doing your lawyer, you're reading your brief. So that's okay. Osim b'malach, belech lecha b'derech. However, your normal way to walking, you can take Shema whenever you want. Amazing. You don't, okay. Because it's true, you don't have to have the same level of Kavanah for Shema, but that's
the first public observance.
Perhaps, okay, that's a later discussion. That's a discussion in the second parak, how much you have to have Kavanah for. But here the Gemara says, you can do whatever you want. I understand walking, standing, but to do your malach, that's cool. Umasav Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara tells a story, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So we're in the generation of Yavne, soon after the destruction of the temple. Shayu Misubin, sounds like in Bnei Brak, right? And at the Seder, B'makom Achad. They were sitting, they were eating a meal. They were leaning. That's Misubin always means eating. They used to eat by leaning. By Yav Rabbi Yishmael Mutes. So Rabbi Yishmael is taka leaning. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is standing. Zakup, he's standing. He's eating, you know, like a kiddush. Kevan shegiyas man kriyat shema. So when it's time to came shema, he tell Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Elazar, who was standing, he leaned over. And Rabbi Yishmael, who was leaning over, stood up. It's a cover to all. He switched the position. So Amar Lor Rabbi ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Yishmael. It's always nice. Whenever rabbis want to criticize, they always remove their rabbi. You see it by Akiva all the time. The rabbis all the time. Akiva? And even that famous story, Akiva and the Chamtano, Akiva and the Chamtano. They always refer to Akiva as like Akiva, like he was this little, you know, this nobody at the age of 40 became a rabbi. But he's more, but whenever the rabbis are sort of criticized, they don't call him Rabbi Yishmael. Yishmael, Achi, my brother Yishmael. I'm sure lecha mashal ma'adavar tamah. Let me tell you what you just did. Of course, he doesn't say what he just did. Mashal lechad shomrim lo zikenecha megudal. They tell one person, you have a beautiful beard, a nice long beard. Amar lehem, yekineged ha-mashchitin. You know what? I'm going to the barber. I'm going to shave off my beard. You know, you tell me I have a nice beard. Yeah, I'm going to the mashchitin. And it's interesting, even that word, because the prohibition of shaving is bal tashchit. It's like, I think it's like a play on the word. In other words, even something almost prohibited, of course, I assume he's shaving off his beard in a loud way. Afatakein, kozman shani zakup. The whole time I'm standing, you're sitting. Atamati, you're leaning. Shav shani hitati. Now when I lean to be like you, atazakapta. So Amar lo, he says, what do you want from me? Asiti kidivrei Beit Hillel, but asita kidivrei Beit Shammai. I stood up because Beit Hillel. You wanted to lie down because Beit Shammai said that way. Remember, this is the time period. It's in Yavne that the halacha is being established, like Beit Hillel. We're not quite there yet. Rabbi Tarfon and all these stories. So there are still people, clearly, who are observing the practice of Beit Shammai. Below Od, Ella, Sheyiru Tamidim Mikvu Halacha Bidorot. So he says like this, I had to stand up and follow Beit Hillel because I don't want anybody to think the halacha is like Beit Shammai. That's very common in rabbinic literature. You know, often rabbis want to, the dafka show, the halacha is not like them. So they go out of their way to do something to prove that I'm not following that opinion, like the famous story, the Vilna Gaon, a Kneidlich, on the story, it's reported in the Zman Sefer that they used to put a Kneidl on the window of the Vilna Gaon's house, so all anybody walking by can see the Vilna Gaon thought of Brux was a crazy Hasidic idea, has no basis in Lach, it's Asur, because it's Motzi Lazal Rishonim, you're not allowed to do it, so that's the story. He had we put a Kneidl, he would Dafki Kneidlich, if the Hasidim won't, I will. Okay. Right. Correct. I remember that's correct. I once was in a cab back to Yerushalayim, and like somebody told me that from the Chazon Ish. No, Rav Shach. They told me about this. It happened to me. It may also be the Chazon Ish. It was earlier that I was at Jerry Javasky's house for Shabbos when I was in Yeshiva in 1983, and I was taking a cab back to Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos before Yom Ha'atzmaut. And I'm sitting with the guy. So he lived in Petah Tikva. There were no Shirut Yerushalayim. I went to Bnei Brak. So I get in a cab with an American guy. He's learning Kimponovich. So we're schmoozing on the way back. So he's learning Kimponovich. We're learning it. So he tells me Yom HaTzmut. Right? I guess it must be the week after Yom HaTzmut or something that happened last year. Yom HaTzmut. Oh, that's like all terrible, you know. So he says, Rav Shach Paskin, that even with a bris, you say Tachanun. Lest chas v'shalom, somebody should think you're not saying tachanun because it's Yom HaTzmaut. So they made a special takana to say tachanun on Hayyar. No. What can you do? Okay, the Jewish people are amazing.
He also had a good line about Hal. He says Ben Gurion didn't say it.
Yeah. That's the Chazon Ish's line. I paskin like Ben Gurion know how the Chazon Ish taka didn't say tachanun. And Rav Kahaneman, the founder of Bnei Brak, of Ponovich, put an Israeli flag. Rav Kahaneman was a very different person. I never personally met him, but the stories about Rav Kahaneman are legendary, and he was a much broader perspective. He's the founder of Ponovich. Rav Shach at an earlier time in his life was also, Rav Shach and Rav Amital taught in the same yeshiva, in Yeshiva Hadarom, Yeshiva Hadarom, before Rav Amital founded Gush. So they were in the same place. It was a different world. After World War II, there was much more unity. And then okay. My below ad b'chitem abed halanamit l'umatin, hachi nami demata, v'atami karval, hacha kevan dat hashta, v'izaku, v'atam mushta, amrish shemami nakabet shamay svirlu. In other words, since you lie down, you were standing the whole time. If you lie down, had you been lying and said Shema, okay, you're lying and saying Shema. But if you're standing and you lie down to say Shema, he passed like Beit Shammai, so I had to stand up to dafka show that halach is not like Beit Shammai. Okay. Shema Yeru Talmidim v'ikvu halacha b'dorot. The students will see, they won't know, and they'll establish the halacha. Basically, Mari Dayin. Basically, that's just saying Mari Dayin. Tani Rabbi Yecheskel, asaka divrei Beit Shammai asaka, asaka divrei Beit Hillel asa. We have this idea. The Gemara has another places. You can find, again, before the halacha was established, you can follow Beit Hillel, you can follow Beit Shammai. A person who follows the kulas of Beit Shammai and the kulas of Beit Hillel is, what's the pasuk? I forget. Is a rasha. And one who follows the chumras is a ksil v'choshech holech, is a fool in the night. Someone who picks the strength, in other words, follow all of Beit Shammai, follow Beit Hillel. One who picks all the kulas, he's not interested in luck, he's just inching the easy way out. And one who follows all the stringencies is a fool. He's a fool in the dark. He just does whatever. Okay, anyways. But here, you can do like Beit Shammai. Rav Yosef Amar, no. Asaka Dibri Beit Shammai Lo Asav Lokum. It's worthless. Worthless. The Tanan, even though it's going to be in reverse, they bring an example from the Mishnah in Sukkah. Misha ya roshov ruva basukah v'sukah no b'toch habayit. You're sitting in a sukkah. This is a problem we have today sometimes in certain sukkahs. Half the table is not in the sukkah. What I mean, sometimes people build a sukkah, really only half of it is kosher with overhangs and the schach, and half the table, so they put all the women and whatever. I mean, on one side where you're, I'm not saying it's good, I'm just describing a reality. They put this side of the sukkah, you're not really in the sukkah, and this side of the sukkah, 3 feet over, you are in the sukkah. So the halakha, there's a fear that if you're sitting at a table where the table is outside the sukkah, the food's over there. You're going to grab the food and eat over there, and you won't be eating in the sukkah. So that's a machloket. Rosh over rubo, you are sitting in the sukkah, most of you. The shulchano, it means the whole shulchan, let's say. But okay. And your table is in the house. Beit Shammai poslim. Beit Shammai says you can't do that. Even though you ate in the sukkah, we're afraid you may not. Beit Hillel machshim. Beit Hillel says no, it's okay. As long as you're careful to eat in the sukkah, it's okay. Amar l'rehem Beit Shammai l'Beit Hillel. So Beit Hillel said to Beit Shammai, I'm going to prove it to you that I'm right. Masha shehalchu zekene Beit Shammai, zekene Beit Hillel, the elders of Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, levakeret Rabbi Yochanan ben Hachornit. I assume he was one of their teachers. They went to visit him on Sukkos, Matzau, and they found Shaya Roshov Rubo Besukkah, and he was taka sitting in such a Sukkah, Beshochano, Betocha Bait. Veloam Rulo Klum, they didn't say a word to him. Must be the halach is like Beit Hillel. I can prove to you the halach is like Beit Hillel. Amar Lehem, Amar Lehem, Beit Shammai said, you got the story right. Mishamra, yeah, you want to bring proof from there? There's no proof. Apeim Amrulo, you didn't hear the whole story. They told him, it's the language again, it's so strong. Im Kain Hayiti Noheg, if this is what you do, if this is your sukkah, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvat Sukkah Miyamecha, you have never in your life fulfilled sukkah. Imagine going to a rabbi's house. You walk in, oh, your sukkah is pasul. You don't know that halacha, your sukkah is pasul. That's what they told them. So in other words, what are we saying? That Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, what's the proof here? The other side is totally wrong. It's not like you can do whatever you want. I follow Beit Shammai. Normally, I can do that. There's a makhloka, Rav Moshe, Rav Avad Yosef. So we paskin like Rav Moshe, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ram. Okay, big deal. So you relied on the other opinion. But when it comes to Beit Shammai and Hillel, you cannot do that. It's one or the other. Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchak Amar Saki Divrei Beit Shammai Chayav Mita. Now we're getting strong, right? Mm-hmm. The exaggerations of the Gemara, it doesn't chas v'shalom obviously mean yizchai, but it means it's a terrible thing. You'll destroy the fabric of the Jewish people. Again, in historical context, in the time this made a lot of sense, and they had to say, no way we can allow it. It's basically the same argument. It's why the Haredi world today is much more open to Reform Judaism. And in many cities, Haredi rabbis will go into Reform and conservative shuls and teach Torah, something that was unheard of 30 years ago. Because 30 years ago, there was a real battle between the conservative and the Orthodox. Today, maybe it's worse. Maybe it's battles over because conservative movement is dying. But whatever the reason is, it's not viewed the same way. It's viewed, the Orthodox people view, it's a Rahman. That's how they view it. We got to go and we have to reach out to them. It used to be we're fighting the conservative movement. Now we're not fighting the conservative movement. Now we're trying to bring them in. So yeah, attitudes will change. When there's a big battle going on, you say, Rabbi Soloveitchik came out with the famous statement, it's better to daven at home than not to go to shul on Yom Kippur to hear shofar and conserve shul. Anybody who knows anything about halacha will tell you that makes absolutely no halachic sense. But in the 1950s, when he said it, or the 40s, it was a totally different world. Well, what, you're not Yosef Shofar if you hear it in the conservative shul? Well, why not? And you go for shofar and you leave. But there were other factors that came into play. And it's a lot, same thing, the Rav made a big deal on the mechitza. Like, he was the one who said, that's the same thing. Mechitza, mechitza. It's not today, whatever. It's a different world. I'm just saying. So you have to understand. So it was Chayiv Mita to follow Beit Shammai. That's what he says, Chayiv Mita. Unbelievable. So you have to know things in historical context. Anyways, okay, let's learn. The Tanan. Amravi Tarfane Disor. Ani iti baba derech viti the court divir. Shammai sakanti batzmi vle at least. Remember, look at Ayiti lachu etzmach svartel divrei Beit Hillel. They quote the end of the Mishnah. You don't follow Beit Hillel, you deserve to die. Great. Veshachar, next Mishnah. Wow, this was after a temple for one Mishnah, only one Amud for the next. Good. Now we're moving. Veshachar mevarech shtayim lefanav achalakorah. We learned this on Daf Beit Amud Aleph, because the Gemara wanted to know, there we start by Mariv, and now we start by Shachrit. Right? So Gemara says you do A, B, B, A. We started by Mariv, went to Shachrit, continue with Shachrit, and go back to Mariv. Veshachar mevarech shtayim lefanav, I need a sitter. Because I forget, I always get confused. If shtaim lefaneha v'achad lachareha, that's yotzer ha-morot and pocher ba-mo Yisrael b'yava and ga'al Yisrael. U'be'erev, at night, mevarach, thank you very much, shtaim lefaneha, that's mariv aravim and oheva mo Yisrael and ga'al Yisrael and shomer amo Yisrael lad. Two and two. So a total of seven brachot. Achad arucha v'achad ksara. One long bracha and one short bracha. What does a long bracha mean and what does a short bracha mean? So it doesn't mean long and short. It means whether it starts with Baruch also. So Ahava Rabbah doesn't start with Baruch. That's considered a bracha, a short bracha. Or, I'm sorry? Right, that may be the reason. That It does, but to say Bori Pri Hagafen is a bracha ksara also. It doesn't start and end with Baruch. The Havdalah begins with Baruch and ends with Baruch, or Kiddush. Baruch Ata Hashem Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Chol, blah, blah, blah. Baruch Hashem Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Chol. So that's a longer bracha will always have the end repeats the beginning. So, I'm sorry? Okay, but then what's the short... The short bracha.
The two after Mara.
They're not so short.
No, the long one is...
longer and shorter. Okay, longer and shorter. No. Okay. Yeah, makom shamru laharich eino rishay lekatzer lekatzer eino lartzer laharich. You're not allowed to change the nusach. Habracha lachtom. That's why they say it, because otherwise the mission is repetitive. Correct, which is the way I always said. Most of our Shem assume the mission is repetitive. Lachtom means to finish with Baruch. Eino rashai v'shalo lachtom. Eino rashai shalo lachtom. Shalo lachtom. If they say don't finish with the bracha, bori pri h, can't add an extra bracha. Eino rashai lachtom. Okay, my mevarach. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Oshia. Top of the Yud Aleph Amud Beit. Yotzer or ubor rechoshech. That's we all know that from the morning. Yotzer or ubor rechoshech. How does the pasuk end? So the Gemara says lema. Why don't we say yotzer or Ubore noga, God creates light, light and light, or noga is light. Why do we say, why do we want to thank God for darkness? Darkness is associated with negative things. And where it says, what are you talking about? That's what it says in the pasuk. Kidamrinan, kidichtiv. That's what it says in the verse. I have to quote what it says in the Nabi. Elameata, but that's not true. Because what does the pasuk say? It says, Ose shalom, ubore ra. The pasuk actually says, "Oseh shalom." Pasuk in Yeshayahu, "Oseh shalom." God creates evil. We don't say that. We say "Borei Hakol," everything. So everything incorporates evil. So we changed it to a nice language. "Oseh shalom borei ra mikamrin," and we don't say that. "Kidichtiv elachtiv ra v'karina hakol." It says in Yeshayahu, and we say "Hakol." Lishna balya. We don't like to talk negative language. Hachanami, so why not say lema noga? So say light, lishna ma'alya. Elama rava, so I get the end. Real answer is night isn't so bad as ra. Night is not exactly ra. Kedei lahaskir midot yom balayla v'midot layla b'yom. We want to mention that, where does it say, why? We want to mention the day and night and the night at the day. We want to mention the cycle of nature when we daven. So yotzer oru borei choshech. We have the morning. That's following the darkness of the night. And at the night, Amariva Aravim, we want to say night and day. So the Gemara says, okay, Bishlam Amidat Laila Bayom, to say the night in the daytime, like you said, Kidam Rinan, like you say, Yotzer Or, that's the daytime, Ubore Choshech, and it creates like darkness, that's light. Elamidat Yom Balaila, but where do we say the bracha referring to the daytime at night? Hechi Mishkachala, where do we find that? Amar Abaye, Golel or mifnei choshech v'choshech mifnei or. Umaver yom maybe lailam avdil ben kodesh. That's the mention. In other words, the idea that a day is a complete unit. We mentioned day and night. V'idach mahi. Okay, so that is the first of the bracha. What's the second bracha? This is very interesting. That's why I needed a sitter. Mahi. So you know who here davens. Okay, what's the second bracha? What's the second bracha? No, in the morning. We're in the morning. We just... Ava Rabba or Avat Olam. So Nusach Svar says Avat Olam. Now let's see what's going on here. V'idach Mahi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ava Rabba. That's where Nusach Ashkenaz. Ava Rabba. Great love as opposed to love, either eternal love or love of everybody. Avat Olam. V'chein Urile, Rav Elazar. And this is how Rav Elazar ruled to Rav Dat, Bray, his son. Ava Rabba. You should say Ava Rabba. Tanya Nami, Hachi, we learned saying, Ein Omrim Avat Olam, it's wrong. Say, you know, Rav Moshe Fein, you know, in the Yeshiva world, everybody davens only Nusach Ashkenaz. I'm not saying anything, but the Hasidim, the Yeshiva world, Lakewood, every Yeshiva davens only Ashkenaz. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I believe, says, let's say you can change your minhag from Sfarad to Ashkenaz, but not from Ashkenaz to Sfarad, because Ashkenaz is the correct one, Sfarad is the butchered one. That's the whatever. I'm not getting in here and making discussion, but there is an assumption in Yeshiva words that Ashkenaz is a little bit more authentic. I believe there is such an approach. I'm not expert enough in the field, but here you see this idea. Enom Rima Avat Olam. You shouldn't say Avat Olam Elav Rabba. So I will tell you, my uncle, Israel Silverman. He was the rabbi in Hamilton. I don't know if anybody knew him. At my first cousin's wedding, I remember he gave a speech about this. And if I remember what he said, in Nusach Ashkenaz, what do we say at night? In Nusach Ashkenaz, we say Avat Olam, and then we say Ava Rabbah. So we begin with loving everybody, and then we increase that love to Ava Rabbah. And in Nusach Sfarad, they say at night, what do we say at night? They say Ava Rabbah. Avat Olam is both. Okay, so maybe I don't remember the whole speech, but it had to do with what's the difference between Ava Rabbah and Avat Olam? Do you talk about love of everybody, or you talk about intense love? They was talking at a wedding, of course, intense love, Avat Rabbah. You know, you can see the theme, you can build this into a... But Avat Olam and Ava Rabbah, intense love or wide love? Anyway, so the Gemara says, V'Rabbanan Amre, Rabbanan, they disagree. Now you see why there's a machloket, Avat Olam. I loved you with this eternal love. Therefore, I give you all kinds of kindness. So that's a machloket in Gemara. And this machloket is reflected in Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. They say Ava Rabbah or Avat Olam. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So you know Rav Yehuda was the second generation of Amoraim. So you know he first learned with Rav. Rav and Shmuel are the two main founders of learning in Bevel. I don't almost never remember Rabbi Yehuda ever quoting himself. Like, he's always quoting Rav or Shmuel. It's always, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sure there are exceptions, but Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, or Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. So if Rav died earlier than Shmuel, and found there in Surah, and then when Rav died, he went to learn by Shmuel. So half of what he learned is Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, and half of what he learned is Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. So Amar Shmuel ones are a little bit later. Okay, anyways. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hishkim l'shanot ad shelo kara kriyat shema. This is very interesting. You get up to learn daf yomi shir. You get to learn a 5:45 shir rabbi. Who could shir 5:45? Rabbi Engel. Yes, yashkoach. So you come to the 5:45 shir in the morning. Hishkim l'shanot ad shelo kara kriyat shema. You haven't said kriyat shema yet. Sarich livarech. So before you say Kriyat Shema, why do you have to be make a bracha? Birchat HaTorah. Birchat HaTorah. Lasok Midei Torah, Rev Na Hashem Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. You have to say Birchat HaTorah. You're not allowed to learn Torah without saying Birchat HaTorah. According to many Mefarshim, Birchat HaTorah is the second bracha that is biblical. The only bracha that's for sure biblical is Birchat HaMazon. Every other bracha, hamotzi lechem in haaretz, ladlik ner shel Shabbat, al netilat lulav tefillin, every single bracha is rabbinic. Rabbis say you make a bracha. Most poskim assume kishem Hashem akra havagodol aleinu. From that verse, we can learn that Birchat HaTorah is a biblical origin. It's not a pasuk in the Chumash, but it could be derived from a pasuk in the Chumash. Anyways, so you have to make the bracha. Mishakara kriyat shema, but if you say kriyat shema already, einot tzarich levarach. Shekvar niftar ba'avah rabah. The bracha ba'avah rabah, or avat olam, says lemod lelamed nishmor v'lasot. That's a quasi Birchat HaTorah, and that is the halacha, by the way. If you forgot to say Birchat HaTorah and you say Birchat Kriyat Shema, you don't have to repeat. You shouldn't repeat. Then it's a question of Bracha Levatala. Some say you should learn a little bit. Yeah, yeah. You should. Shaloni Shekfar Niftar Bava Rabbah. Okay, Amar Rav Huna. Now, this is fascinating. Machloket, which, okay, Lemikra, Sarich Levarech. When do you have to make a Birchat HaTorah on Chumash? Lemedrish. What we derive from the Pesukim in the Chumash, because that's not Birchat HaTorah, it's to thank God for what He gave us. God gave us the Pesukim in the Chumash. He didn't give us the Gemara. He didn't give us any the Midrash. So you only have to make a bracha if you learn Tanakh. Very interesting. The Midrash, Rav Elazar Amar, the Mikra, Ula Midrash. No, the Midrash means like what the Midrash derives from a verse. Sarich Levarach, the Mishnah, Meimatar Korin the Shema Ba'arvit. Mishnah is the Halachot. Not derived from the psukim. How the rabbi structured the halakha, maybe based on psukim, you don't have to make Birchat HaTorah. Rav Yochanan says, no, for Mishnah too, Tzarech Levarach. Aval the Talmud, but if you learn Gemara, no Birchat HaTorah. Because Gemara, what's Gemara? As Rashi explains, and Rambam and Rashi have slightly different explanation. Rashi says, Ikar HaTorah, it's analysis, basically. You know, it's arguing back and forth. So that's not really given from God. That's like man discussing. So, okay, Mishnah already is like a set halacha. Well, how would you ask to act? Gemara, you can learn 10 pages of Gemara and not learn one thing about how to act in your life. You can have no practical difference. So you don't make Birchat HaTorah on Gemara. Fascinating. Right, if you come to a Daf Yomish in the morning, you don't have to say Birchat HaTorah. Rav Amar, and we follow this last opinion of Rava. Af l'Talmud tzarich levarech. And Rashi says, I believe, because it's the ikar of learning. Shehu ikar ha-Torah. The main, it's interesting. The main, shehu yatzamenu. You really, you want to know how to learn? It's all in the Talmud. Analysis. You got to think. It's not just what I tell you. It's there. It's our deriving the Turk and arguing about it. Now, that's real Talmud. It's a beautiful argument. In other words, what's the main point in learning? Just to mumble what God said to you, to read the Chumash like in Tehillim? You're reading which is what a lot of people did. They read Tehillim. Or is it to debate and argue back and forth? Even if you don't reach a conclusion for 3 hours, you figure out a Tosfot. That's, in a certain sense, that's what the Gemara is a little bit arguing about here, I think. So Rav Amar, Aflu Talmud Tzarich Levarach, and for sure, that's how Rashi explains it. Rashi said, why? Because it's the most important part of learning. Tamar Rav Chiya Parashi, Zimnim Sagin Avikameit Rav, many times, or occasionally, I went to Rav, Litnunye Pirkin Besifra, Devei Rav. I went to learn Medrash or whatever. There are things he would explain. So he would get up and he would wash his hands before he make a bracha. Ubarak, Umatlam Pirkin. Before he would learn any Mishnah, or he would make Birchat HaTorah. Maimavarak, what's the Birchat HaTorah? Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Again, quoting, Asher Kitchenu Mitzvah Bitzivanu La'asok. Like a business, we should be engaged in the state of Torah. Rav, no, that's the first bracha. It's different opinions. We do all the opinions. Rav Yochanan says, no, no, no. Birchat HaTorah is not lasok b'dvei Torah. Hachi, this is what we should, harev na, the Torah should be sweet. Hashem Eloheinu at divrei Torah befinu, in our mouths, b'fivyon amcha b'et Yisrael, in the mouths of the people of Israel, v'yan nachnu b'tzeitzeinu b'tzeitzei amcha b'et Yisrael, our children and all the descendants of the people, kulanu, all of us should be yodei shemecha, should know your name, v'oskei Torah techa, brokat Hashem hamlemei Torah lamo Yisrael. Now you realize that Rav Yochanan didn't say the bracha of lasok b'divrei Torah.
He's misayim.
I'm right. You're right. He said both. Thank you. Yeah. But Rav HaMenuna Amar, presumably Rav HaMenuna though, didn't say, because he didn't say Messiah. Amar, Asher Baruch Arbanu Mikol Amim V'Natan Lanu Et Torato. That's, of course, what we say. And we say that when we have Aliyah. Baruch HaDashem Notein Torah. Amar Rav HaMenuna, Zui Me'ula Shebe Brachot. That's interesting. He said it himself. This is the best of the Brachot. Hilchach Lemreinu Lekulu. You know what? They're all nice. We're going to say all of them. And that's what we do. Those are the three Birchat HaTorah, or two Birchat, depends how you count, in the morning we say. It's not Hatam. Okay, we learned over there. Where's over there? In the Mishnah, in Masechet Tamid. By the way, that's a fascinating Mishnah Tamid. The daily service, what went on in the temple every day. It's actually a very interesting interesting stuff. Amar Lem HaMenuna means the person in charge, the one assigned to make sure things run. The shamus, the gabbai, he makes sure everything run. Berchu bracha achad. Make one blessing. He tells the people to make one blessing. V'heim barchu, the kohanim, the people made one bracha. The karu aseret hadibrot, as we will learn, the aseret hadibrot used to be part of our daily siddur. It's actually printed in the back of some of the sidurim after shachrit. But they used to say the aseret, what's more important than the Ten Commandments? So they used to say that every morning in after davening. Then, they said a certain word, Shema, Vayam Shamoa, Vayomer, the three paragraphs of Shema, Ubarchu et am Gimel Brachot, the Barchu et am Gimel Brachot, I don't know if that's the last three, but the Avoda, or Birchas Konim?
I think it's
empty. Right. Oh, I meant that's a good name. Baboda, right. Ubirchat Kohanim. Okay. Ubishabbat, Mosifim Acha, Bracha Chal Mishmar Hayotze. The Kohanim who were leaving, they would add another Bracha on Shabbos. We know the 24 watches, they would switch on Shabbos. So they would say, for them leaving, my Bracha Chad, Kad Ravava, Rav Yosef Rava, Iklu Luhu Atra. like the story that Rav Avi and Rav Yossi went to this place, Bal Minai, and they asked him, "My bracha achad." So, okay, one extra. So, the Gemara's not going back. They said one bracha. So, what's this one bracha? They said in the morning. There are two brachot before. They said one bracha and the three paragraphs of Shema. But we learned there are two brachot before Shema. So the Gemara says, "My bracha lo avi biyadenu." They didn't know. But to Shalui l'Rav Matna, they went to Rav Matna, but lo avi yadenu. He didn't know. Remember, these rabbis all lived after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So they're, what happened 150 years ago, 200 years ago? They don't know. Amar Shatul Rav Yehuda. So they asked Rav Yehuda, Amar lo hachi mar Shmuel. Shmuel lived 200 years after the Beit HaMikdash. So he said, it's Ava Rabba. They said, one bracha Ava Rabba. Amar Rav Zreka, Amar Rav Amir Mshum Ben Lakish, Yotzer Or. So of course, why not say both? Why not say Ava Rabba and Yotzer Or? So Kiyata Rav Yitzchak Par Yosef Amar Had Rav Zrika Love and Favorish. Rav Zrika said Yotzer. He didn't actually say that. I'm inferring from what he said. Ela Michlala Itmar. We had this a few days ago. He said something else, and from something else, I can derive he must meant Yotzer Or. Amar Rav Zrika. We learn from here that one bracha doesn't impinge on another. What does that mean? Let's say we have that by all means. But let's say you have your hand tefillin and not your head tefillin. Can you put on tefillin? So we paskin yes. Let's say you have a lulav etrog hadasa noah rabba. Can you take the lulav? We paskin no. They're makev. The four meaning are makev. Three tzitzis and not on the fourth beget. You can't wear tzitzis. Certain mitzvot ma'akev and certain mitzvot are not ma'akev. You can do half a mitzvah. So the Gemara, what if you only know, you don't have a sitter, and you only know Ava Rabba off by heart, and you don't know Yotzer, so you can say one. One's not ma'akev. That, we learn from him, brachot ein ma'akvot zuatzu. Okay, we'll have to, tomorrow, please go, we'll have to pick up on the proof, exactly what that is. But, it has to Yotzer Or, you can only say in the daytime. Yotzer Or, uborei choshech. This saying that maybe too early, but okay, we'll pick up here. But anyways, now we're getting into, after all the agadata of the first week and a half, so now we're getting into really the halachas of Birkat Shema per se. Okay, Yashar Koach, everybody. Hopefully, do we have exactly a minion? I'm sorry? Oh, a drink. Okay. Rabbi Kowalski, I want to thank him for pinch hitting us today. We'll give you more opportunities to pinch hit in the future. Okay. Please, God. It's make my life a little